Everything you need to know about fractions in 1 minute.
So we have all of the operations. Let's go through them. Whenever you add up fractions, I have a little hack. What I do is I cross multiply. 5 times 2 is 10, and then 6 times 1 is 6. And then I bring up the operation. 10 plus 6 is 16. And as for the denominator, I just multiply. 6 times 2 is gonna be 12. And if you simplify this, it's gonna be 4/3. And for subtracting fractions, very similar. I cross multiply again. 10, 6, and then I again bring up the operation. 10 minus 6 is 4, and then that's going to be 12. This simplified is going to be 1/3. And for multiplying fractions, it's a little easier. You go straight across. 5 times 1 is 5, 6 times 2 is 12, and that's all you have to do. And finally, for division, it's also really easy. You use the keep, change, flip rule, where you keep the first fraction, 5/6, change division into multiplication, and flip the second fraction around, so it's gonna be 2/1. That's gonna, again, you're gonna do this. 5 times 2 is 10, and then 6 times 1 is 6. That's gonna simplify to 5/3. And that's how you do all the operations.